This is program number LW1837. Hi, this is Larry West. I want to tell you about a guy today whose world crashed and how he bounced back. Interested? His name was J.C. Penney. Ever heard of it? Well, Mr. Penney, when he first started his business, said it was his ambition to be worth $100,000. Then, when he reached that goal, he confessed he had a certain temporary satisfaction, but he then set his sights on becoming worth $1,000,000. Wanting to become a millionaire, he and Mrs. Penney worked hard to expand their business. I mean, the both of them seemingly had a common goal, and that was to become a success in making a lot of money. Well, one day, Mrs. Penney caught a cold, and it developed into pneumonia, and as a result, well, she died. And her death staggered J.C. Penney. It shook him like he never thought he could be shaken. It was then he realized that money was no substitute for having a real purpose in life. Mr. Penney said, "When she died, my world crashed about me." He said, "To build a business, to make a success in the eyes of men, to accumulate money, what was the purpose of life? What had money meant for my wife?" He said, "I felt mocked by life, even by God himself." He said, now listen to this. He said, "I had to pass through fiery ordeals before reaching glimmerings of conviction that it's not enough for men to be upright and moral. When I was brought to humility and the knowledge of my dependency on God," he said, "it changed me as a man." You know, I think it's just like what Benjamin Disraeli once said. He said, "There's not an education like adversity." That's what J.C. Penney experienced. Sometimes it's only through fiery ordeals that you realize that being kind, moral, a good neighbor, a good father, a good mother, a good citizen is just not enough. Fiery ordeals help you to realize how much you need God. And it's only those who allow God to help, they are the ones who become changed people. You know, adversity is sometimes the best teacher you have in life. It was not until Beethoven had become so deaf that he could not hear the fortissimo of a full orchestra that he then composed his chief oratorio. It was not until John Milton had become stone blind that he could dictate the sublimest poem, some say, of the ages. It was not until Jesus Christ marched to that cross that day and climbed upon it that he could make it possible for us to come out winners. In other words, it's the hard times that seemingly teach us the most. The artist who mixes his colors with blood from his own broken heart, he's the one who paints the prettiest pictures of all. If you look back in history, you'll find that the mightiest men achieved their victories as a result of their being mighty in their agonies. So you've got marriage problems. So you can't stand that employer of yours. So you're having financial difficulties and are about to lose your house. So your husband has been unfaithful to you. So your children are disrespectful. So you have a lot of peer pressure on how to dress, how to act, what to do, what not to do. So you've got struggles. Hey, your agonies can become your best teachers. It's how you handle them that determines how much you'll grow, how much you'll accomplish. Remember, fiery ordeals are sometimes the very things you need to make you realize that there's something more to life than just being good, than just being moral, than just being fair. You need God. And when you let Him take over, that's when you'll become a changed person. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. We care. In a prayer one time, a great king once cried out, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly." Hey, that was a king who prayed those words. King David. His God heard him. His God cares. Your God cares. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.